Oh my God, it's 2020. Are there flying cars? Are we on the moon? What's going on? It's us. It's the Film Stripping Podcast. We're back, folks, doing it, crushing it. You know what we do around here? Every month we pick a theme, and then every week we watch a movie within that theme, and then we talk about it. We're recording ourselves talking about it. We throw it on the internet. It's a podcast. You listen to it. It is the foundation that our relationship is built on, and it's working really well so far. A whole year passed. Can you believe it? We did it. This week we watched 13 Going on 30. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Chris. With me as always is my co-captain Erica.
And I'm 30, flirty, and thriving.
That's right, co-captain Erica. But before we get talking about 13 Going on 30 and all the splendor that comes along with it, because you know what we're doing right now? We've got a whole brand new, it's a whole brand new year, whole brand new theme, brand new month. We got going on right now. So before we get you guessing what this month's theme is, let's talk a little bit about 13 going on 30. So that way everybody at home or in their car or taking their dog for a walk knows what's going on with this movie before you guess the theme. Sound good?
Yes.
Sounds great. Okay. What year do you think 13 going on 30 was released?
2004.
2004 is on the money.
Fucking nailed it. It's that gross fashion.
You were, at one point in the movie, you were like giving yourself high fives with how excited you were that you figured out what year the movie was.
Yeah, well, no, because I figured out, I knew the movie was 2004 right from the get-go. Well, initially I put 2005, and then the more I looked at their outfits, I was like, this is definitely 2004, like filmed in 2003. So I wrote down 2004, and then she goes into her closet, and she has a height chart. And on the height chart, it says age 12, 1986.
Oh, you did the math. Okay.
I do math.
Oh, I thought there was something. Maybe she picked up an envelope or maybe a magazine, because there's a lot of magazines in this movie.
Well, later on, she's doing the photo shoot and it says class of 2004.
Oh, duh. I didn't even pick up on that.
Yeah, I got it like way early, though.
Wow. Wow, I didn't even. So what I thought was going to happen, because whenever you were like so excited that you had got, you're like, oh, I know what year this came out. I was like, oh, I can't wait for her to say either 2003 or 2005 and just be off by 1 year.
That's like so me.
Yeah. All right. So please give us your brief but very detailed synopsis of 13 Going on 30 starring Andy Serkis. Oh, perhaps you didn't recognize Andy Serkis in this movie because he wasn't wearing a skin-tight unitard covered in ping pong balls. Did you not recognize him because of that?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And starring Ben Affleck's two wives.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner and J-Lo.
Both of them named Jennifer.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
Is that weird?
That's really odd.
Which one was he married to first?
J-Lo.
J-Lo was the first one.
Mm-hmm. And then
he
Jennifer.
Married... Right.
1330 Going on 30... is a delightful movie about a little girl who is at her 13th birthday party and her life is ruined and magic dust falls on her because her best friend Matt bought her magic dust. No, it's not a drug. And it falls on top of her and she wishes from the deep down bottom of her heart that she was 30 because she was reading a magazine that says, you know, people are 30, flirty, and thriving. She wakes up the next morning and she's 30. She realizes what a terrible human being she's become and she wants to go back and fix everything and be a wonderful person. And she is just succeeding in life. She meets Maddie again. They get married and live happily ever after.
Very well done. Bravo. I'm still going to read this thing from the internet, but I think I'm going to backtrack a little bit. The reason we're saying that both J-Lo and Jennifer Garner are in this movie is because Jennifer Garner works at a magazine publishing company, and she's constantly framed next to a giant picture of J-Lo.
Like, for the magazine cover.
Yeah, for the magazine cover. Like, throughout this movie, she's always standing in front of a J-Lo poster.
I hope you know how much J-Lo got paid for being in this movie. Did you find out that information?
I could not find that information.
Because J-Lo, if you're listening out there, and I know that you do, you need to get paid. because you were in this fucking movie.
Oh, she got paid. Oh, trust me, she got paid. Okay. What I want to know is, and I didn't look this up because I didn't want this to turn into a gossip magazine sort of scenario and talk about that, but maybe you could just fill me in really quick. So this came out in 2004. Who is Ben Affleck married to at this point?
I think it's J-Lo.
So he was married to J-Lo at this point.
I think so.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. That can't be.
It's pretty good.
Wow. That's something else.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read this thing from the internet that clears up the synopsis. Here we go. A girl who's sick of the social structures of junior high is... Junior high? I thought she was in high school.
No. She's 13. She's in eighth grade.
Okay. A girl who's sick of social structures of junior high is transformed into a grown-up overnight. In this feel-good fairy tale, teenager Jenna wants a boyfriend, and when she's unable to find one, she fantasizes about being a well-adjusted adult. Suddenly, her secret desire becomes a reality, and she is transformed into a 30-year-old. But adulthood, with its own set of male-female challenges, isn't as easy as it looks. I mean, sure, I feel like it
took out all the delightfulness and the fun and the meeting Maddie and going back to your one true love.
I mean, this synopsis is really just a long form way of saying 13 going on 30. Like, it didn't really like break down what the movie's about.
It's fine. We hate the internet robots to do these things.
All right, Erica, it's a new month. Fuck it. It's a new year.
The only thing that I could.
New month.
Yeah.
New theme.
Yeah. The only thing that I could possibly think of the theme is going to be is I think like people who hate high school or like high school movies, because I think that you thought they were in high school.
That's the only thing you could think of?
Is
that your guess?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Your guess is we're doing a month of people who hate high school.
Or like high school shit. Like that movie with Molly Ringwald and the guy with the dandruff in his hair and they're in detention.
First of all, it was Ally Sheedy had the dandruff in her hair.
Yeah.
You said the guy with the
dandruff. Was a guy? That was a girl?
That's Ally Sheedy.
Oh.
Yeah. But can I just really, really briefly... In this movie that we watched that runs a beautiful 1 hour and 38 minutes.
Beautiful.
I would say 8 minutes they're in high school.
Okay, so then I truly have no idea what the theme is.
Okay, you ready for it?
Clearly I'm wrong. So what's the theme?
Oh, jeez. Wow.
What? Okay.
Oh, all right.
So what's the theme?
Oh, my goodness. What's in the box? This month, it's a theme of... Characters who get a glimpse of what their future might be or a chance to do it all over again. Basically, characters that are battling with destiny. What? You're looking at me. People can't hear you looking at me like that.
Sorry, I'm glaring at you because that's totally a theme that I would have guessed last year. But I always think too deep into things and it's always like the super obvious thing. So this time I decided I'm going to choose the super obvious thing.
Right.
God damn it.
And we're calling it New Year, New You.
Oh, fuck.
And I have to say, this theme was suggested to us by our good friend Vince over at the Movie Muggin Podcast.
Really?
Way, 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 way back in the day. This was one of our first, communications back and forth with each other. But at that point, I'd already had the whole year kind of planned out for what we were going to do podcast-wise. Mm-hmm. But 2020, I was like, guys, I'm shooting from the hip on this
one. I need some help.
I got nothing.
Wait, so what other movies could there possibly be in this theme?
I'm glad you asked that because I also had to ask Fat Dad for some more ideas because I was, I had a few to work with right off the bat and I was like, I don't know if I want to do all of those. You know, what else is out there? Fat Dad comes through as always. Still hasn't watched The Little Rascals.
Mm. Does Back to the Future go in this theme?
No, but Back to the Future 2 does go in this theme.
Ooh. Okay, I like it. I dig it.
You're into this?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So does that give you a little something extra to talk about while we're running through this?
I mean, no.
No? Okay.
No, I already wrote that shit down. I just didn't think that was a theme.
Oh. You had that in your notes, but you...
Yes, because I'm telling you, I always think too big.
Okay.
It's fine.
It's great. It's fine. It's great. Guys, it's 13 going on 30 starring Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo. Erica, hit us with your best shot.
This fucking movie was so goddamn delightful.
Yeah.
I think I cried 8 times.
You definitely cried twice.
Yeah, I cried like 8 times. I just love movies that remind you of how you used to be and how you could be. Like, because people really do lose themselves growing up. Like, if I think about the person I was when I was 10, I'm like nothing like that person. But if my sweetheart when I was 10 came to me today and was like, can we get married? I'd be like 100%. 100%. Let's start a life together. I don't want to know anything about him. I don't want to know, like, he could have gone to jail for 25 years. I don't care. Like, there's like something really special about like those childhood memories. You know what I mean? It's like the nostalgia is so deep.
Yeah.
I forget about all the bullshit.
Yeah. I mean,
it's wild.
Yeah, I get the nostalgia part of it, but I need to really back up on this one. You're saying now, 20-something years later, the guy that you had a crush on when you were 10 years old shows up and is like, Co-Captain Erica, I made a mistake at one point in my life. I'm here to correct that mistake. We're meant to be together. I love you. It's time that we run off to Bakersfield. And you're like,
let me pack my bag. Goodbye. 100%.
Goodbye to who are you saying goodbye to?
Everyone in my home. Whoever is in the house in that one moment. Goodbye.
Now, no matter what, what's the point later on in your life whenever now somebody shows up 20 years later after that and was like, Erica, you ran away from me 20 years ago to go live in Bakersfield, but now you just have 18 cats and your husband's back in jail.
If he goes back to jail, then fine. I'll go back to the guy that I left 20 years ago.
Wow, love is really strange with you, isn't it?
Like, don't you guys have crushes that you were, like, hardcore crushing on in elementary school?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's just something about my elementary school crush that, like, I just can't let him go. I don't know anything about him.
Do you know? Wait, first of all, is this a fictional person?
No, or this person is real.
You have a real person in your head?
Oh, this person is real.
Okay. Do you know what this person looks like in real life right now?
Yes.
And is that person still where you're like, oh, all right.
He's handsome.
Sweet, sweet, not sweet, sweet, or not sweet, sweet?
Sweet, sweet.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's handsome.
Wow. Because I recently went to a high school reunion a few years back that was a, like, I forget how many years of high school. But I saw people there where I was like, back in the day, I was like, oh, hello, you know? But you run into these people now and you're like, well, thank God I made the decisions I made.
That's fucking unfortunate.
I'm sure a lot of them think the same thing, too.
Oh, you're a handsome fellow.
Thanks, Mom.
You are a handsome fellow. Come on.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, I just loved so much at how, what a bright spirit she was as a 30-year-old. Like, I wake up every morning with a cold black heart. You know what I mean? And yeah. Jennifer Garner just wakes up like she's on top of the fucking world.
Right. Okay, so let's back this up really quick too. I've said that a lot this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let's just kind of like put this into perspective for everyone. So what happens is 13-year-old girl, what's her name in it? Jenna? 13-year-old Jenna is having her 13th birthday party. It goes horribly wrong. The cool kids make fun of her and ditch her. She wishes she was 30, which... When I was 13, I was wishing I was a space pirate, so I don't know why anybody's wishing they were 30. And she wakes up and she's 30 years old, but she's still the 13-year-old mind.
Yeah.
It's still her as a 13-year-old now living inside of 30-year-old Jennifer Garner's body.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And you're absolutely right. She wakes up and everything is like she's discovering it for the first time. Because she kind of is.
She is.
I mean, you know, 17 years goes by.
Yes.
Times have changed.
Yeah. Well, she has a cell phone and she's like, what is that ringing? Which I thought was adorable. And I'm so glad they put that in there.
Yeah.
And she also had a naked man in her bed and she was very scared.
Not just in her bed, was like walking around her apartment.
Yeah.
And she was freaking out that she saw his thing. Yeah, I mean, I think that she handled it with some grace, actually, because she didn't run out of there screaming, dialing 911. You know what I mean? Like, like you would hope that a 13-year-old would see something like that and then immediately just seek an adult.
Sure. I think that there were no adults there, and she did the thing that we would all do and just run away.
Yeah.
And then she was met downstairs by her coworker in a car,
right,
ready to go to work.
Kind of dropped her back into reality and forced her through. Yeah. All right. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then made no big deal about it because he was like waving out the window and she's like, yeah, that's your dude.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Yeah. She's the only crazy one here. Everyone else is totally fine.
Right. Okay. So jumping back to 13-year-old Jenna, back in her junior high days, there's a point where in order for the cool kids to show up at her party, they get her to do their homework for her.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that in real life? Because you were like a smart kid.
Yeah, no, fuck those bitches. No one would ever even ask us to do their homework for them.
Yeah, so
like my friends wouldn't even help me with my homework. They're not going to help you with your homework.
I've always wondered that in these movies where it's like, why create a fake thing that no one in their life has actually been a part of?
But that's like, I feel like that's in every high school movie where there's a bully. Like it's the bully is always making the smart kid do their homework. I thought it was like a public school thing.
No, it's definitely not a pub. I mean, I never saw it.
No one ever did your homework for you?
No. I was kind of like in between that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. I wasn't quite the bully, but I wasn't quite the smart kid.
Mm. So you weren't doing other people's homework either?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still never heard of that being done before.
Interesting.
And trust me, if I knew that there was a way that somebody could do my homework for me,
you'd be all
I would have
over
found a way
shit.
To have that happen.
Well, if anyone has had their homework done for them, let me know.
If you've made somebody do your homework for you,
or if you were the person.
Yeah, or if you were the person doing someone else's homework for them.
I want to know.
I want to know about it. Filmstripping@gmail.com. And don't send us a fake, weird fan fiction story about it. Come on. I only want real truths in this.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to legit know like what bitches made other people do their shit.
I want real doing people's homework stories, and I want real Andre the Giant facts.
And I want real passports photocopied.
Gary Oldman, we still have not seen your passport yet. It's 2020. What's going on here?
New Year's resolution, Gary.
This episode has gone far off the rails. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I think that's what I love about this movie is it had me thinking about so much. Like, I was like, one of the things I wrote down was, like, why can you, Erica, go back to the really fun person that you used to be?
You are a fun person. I know you in real life.
I am not that fun. I'm like tired all the time and I complain about work and everything's a drag and like, oh, I have to go out tonight. Gotta put on a clothes and shoes. Like, you know, I just used to be like really fun and go out 3 times a week and have a great time and go out to fun restaurants, like to try new things. Like now I go out to the same 3 restaurants. Like the scene where she gets into the limo to go to her party, she like puts her head out the window thing at the top.
Yeah, the sunroof.
The sunroof. And she's just looking around like, oh my God, look how wonderful everything in New York is. You know what I mean? Like, I can do that. I just see the same shit all the time. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Just going to my nice dinner doesn't matter. But, like, if you step back and look at, like, all the things you have, like, all the clothing that you've accumulated. Not that, like, you have a lot of clothes, but it's like, I could look at a dress and be like, I was here when I bought this dress. I was here when I bought these shoes. Like, all the things that you've made for yourself, like the hard work that you put into your life, and this is the beautiful life that you've made for yourself when you just fucking complain every day. Like Jennifer Gardner, I feel, is like changing my mood for 2020.
Wow. New year, new you.
Yeah, like for real, new year, new me.
Well, that's a good... So she steps into her adult closet. So 13-year-old Jenna in 30-year-old Jennifer Garner's
life. Well, she's always 13-year-old Jenna in 30-year-old Jenna's
right.
life.
Right, okay, yeah. So let's just clear that up. She's always 13-year-old inside of a 30-year-old's body. Okay, so she steps into her adult closet for the first time, and she just sees this just giant wardrobe. Shoes, 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 dresses, dresses, dresses,
purses,
purses, purses, yeah, everything. And then she's still able to come out of that dressed like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, she does. Like, and she does her fucking makeup like 1987. It's so cute.
Yeah. So is that something that you think you can do? I know that you have like your, you have your wardrobe, you have mm-hmm. your shoes mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Do you think that you could do that and still pull off that type of, I don't know, what do you want to call that? You know, that flair?
I think so. Yeah. I think like I have... Well, no, you know what? Like, the older I get, the more black and gray shit I buy.
Wow.
Like, all the things in my closet are black and gray, except for, like, four summer dresses.
I think you need... What I'm hearing is I think you need your 10-year-old crush to come and show up and change your life.
Okay. Like, watching her put on this, like, ridiculous bright green dress with this stupid like diamond encrusted butterfly necklace, which like we all own because we loved Mariah Carey's Butterfly album, and like her hair all crazy and her green eyeshadow. I was like, you know what? Fuck it, Erica. Go buy a colorful dress. You know what I mean? Like, I don't buy any of that shit because I'm like, oh, I want to wear black because I want to like, I want to look leaner and I want to be serious because I'm a serious 30-year-old. Like, no, fuck it. Just wear something bright pink.
Wow.
Be exciting.
Be exciting.
Yeah.
So do you have any of that stuff left in your closet? Or is it, has it just fully adulted into blacks and boring grays and blues?
Yeah. I literally have four summer dresses that are not black.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have one bright pink top. But all my other tops are gray. I mean, one of them has sparkles in it. But it's basically just black and gray.
Yeah.
Like, you have a funeral tomorrow. I have an outfit for you.
I have a funeral tomorrow?
Yeah, and I have an outfit for you. It's really depressing.
This is news for me. I'm depressed. Can I ask you a question? Going back to the 13-year-old Jenna and her birthday party.
Yeah.
They play the game 7 Minutes in Heaven, where they lock each other in a closet for 7 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Was this a game that you had ever played at any other type of party?
I never had a male friend in my life, so no. All of my parties were always women.
Oh.
Yeah. So how was it when you guys did it?
That's what I'm going to say. Like, that never happened again. Like, that's another thing that's in movies all the time that they show seven. So I'm, like, wondering, like, is that a thing that actually happens? And also, I have to say, 7 minutes. Have you ever kissed someone for 7 minutes?
Yeah, I love it. Oh. I love kissing for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems tiresome to me. Give me like 3 minutes tops.
Oh my God.
Like 3 minutes tops and I'm out.
If I could make out with a guy for an hour, I would be so happy.
An hour.
And I would do it for a whole hour. There's just like, I think kissing is like so much more passionate and intimate than having sex. Because you're not like, it's like sex is cool and everything.
Sex is cool, but it's just and
like
everything.
All that shit's happening down there. Like, when you're kissing someone, like, your whole face is in their whole face. Like, that's really, really intimate.
Wait, explain to me how you're kissing people where your whole face is now inside of their whole face.
I'm just saying, your face is, like, next to their face. You're so close. I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. So what's your 10-year-old crush's name?
I'm not going to say it on the air. I'm not going to say it on the podcast. I'm embarrassed. Because he may or may not be listening, and I don't want this to be a thing.
30-year-old Jennifer Garner, she works as an editor of some sorts at a fashion magazine, and that's her day job. But you know what? It seems like a pretty nice fit for a 13-year-old girl to go in there and just kind of make things up and go off the fly and be like, here's crazy new ideas. And she fits in really well in her adult career life. But unfortunately, she doesn't have any, like, real friends that she can hang out with because she's still just a 13-year-old.
Yeah, and also the one friend that she has is a bitch and doesn't actually like her.
That's what I'm saying. She's not a real friend. So she doesn't have any, like, real friends. So she meets, well, I mean, for the first time, she actually meets this 13-year-old girl who lives in her apartment building. And the little girl's like, why are you talking to me? You're always so mean to me. And she's like, what? No way. And they become friends. And throughout the movie, she's kind of like give each other kind of like life advice.
So sweet.
Up until the very end of the movie, where all of a sudden her and this 13-year-old girl and now several other 13-year-olds are having a slumber party together.
Yeah.
Whose slumber party is this?
It's probably, what I think is happening is that because she told the girl, you can come over whenever you want. Uh-huh. I have shit tons of dresses and shoes. Like, you guys can all come over and try it on. So what I think has happened is Jennifer Garner has talked to the little girl's mom. Like, of course she can come over. Like, her and her friends can come over. And then we don't know how many times they've hung out in this time. And then it just morphed into a, of course I can host a slumber party for you guys.
Okay. Who are these parents who are like, yes, 6 13-year-olds can go spend the night at a random 30-year-old's house?
I don't know that she's random. I don't know the relationship that she has with that girl's parents.
It's clearly not good because the girl is really freaked out when they first start talking to each other in the elevator. She's like, oh my God, why are you talking to me? You're always so mean.
But that doesn't mean she's mean to her parents. I don't know. I believed it.
It's not a matter of believing it or not. I'm talking about responsibility as a parent and letting your child go off into some stranger's house. And also, on the flip side, let's just say perhaps this is the 13-year-old's slumber party.
Okay.
Who's the parent that's letting a 30-year-old come over and be a part of their slumber party?
See, that shit would never happen. That's why I have to believe that the girls are coming over Jennifer's house for the sleepover.
It's just as weird the other way.
No, it's not. You wouldn't want a 30-year-old woman to be sleeping in your home. That's weirder. Because, like, where is she going to sleep? On the floor with the rest of the girls? In Jennifer's home, she can sleep in her own bed. And the girls get to sleep all together on the floor in their sleeping bags.
I am questioning your ideas as a parent allowing a 13-year-old to do things. Are you a parent?
No.
Oh, okay. You get what I'm saying, though.
I mean, kind of, sure. But I could, for the movie, I can totally believe that these are things that are happening.
I don't know.
She's changing hearts and minds everywhere she goes.
She really is. You know what it is? It's the heart of a child that really changes the world.
It really is. I need more heart in my life.
My goodness. Just say his name. We can send him an email.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about me. I need more heart in my life. I need more color in my life. I need to wear green eyeshadow.
Is that all it takes? Just some green eyeshadow and you're done? Tomorrow, go to work, green eyeshadow.
You know what? I did go to a party a few years ago, and it was an 80s theme.
Slow down. You went to a party a few years ago. Okay?
A few years ago. Okay. Okay? And it was 80s themed. And I put on my outfit, and I put on, like, super, super heavy pink eyeshadow, thinking, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be totally 80s. And I teased out my hair. And at the end of it, I was like, there's something that feels really natural about what's going on here. Like, I think I should have been a teenager in the 80s. Like, I put on so much pink eyeshadow. I think I used half of the pink eyeshadow palette that I bought at Walgreens. And I looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun.
I've seen a picture of this. This is when this is when you're wearing the Van Halen 1984 t-shirt.
Yeah, and my acid wash joggers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Classic.
I just really looked like I belonged in the 80s.
I'll tell you this. Right now, if you're going to go for an 80s look, never go for your standard spandex and day glow sort of thing.
No.
Get yourself a Van Halen t-shirt.
Yes.
Tease the shit out of your hair.
Yep.
Guys, do the same thing.
Yes.
And wear some really tight jeans.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Guys and girls, it works the same way. So thank you, 80s.
Were you a teenager in the 80s?
No, I was not.
Oh. So you didn't rock?
Oh, I rocked.
Oh, okay.
Oh, trust me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I rocked.
Okay.
In the 80s? You better fucking believe it. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is Mark Ruffalo, is he dashing?
Heartthrob.
Is he?
Oh, my God.
Really? Because, I mean, no thing, like, against him, but he seems like he has an odd look to him. But I'm going to say this, like, in a good way, where it's like, it looks like one of those looks where it's like, oh, you look different in, like, an attractive way. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't look like any... It's hard to describe.
I don't, like, understand what you're saying.
Remember we were just watching Serenity a few weeks ago, uh-huh. And Summer Glau, who plays the River in it, the Matrix girl who does all the kung fuing and stuff like that. Like, she's very pretty, but she has like a very unique face that doesn't look like your standard typical here's a beautiful woman face.
Okay.
But she's very pretty.
Okay.
That's what I think kind of like Mark Ruffalo is, where it's like he doesn't have that like Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt.
Are all like attractive, dashing.
Are they all the attractive guys named Brad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You mean like hard, chiseled, lined faces?
Yeah.
Attractive, like model faces attractive. No, Mark Ruffalo to me is like, but I always have liked very circular baby faces.
Mm-hmm.
And like Mark Ruffalo, Jeremy Renner, like that, I am down.
Jeremy Renner has a circular.
Yeah, it's a little bit softer. He tries to, like in photos, like photo shoots with him, he tries to do like a very serious, like, I'm a serious model, take photos of me face, but like he's not. Like he has a softer face, and so does Mark Ruffalo, and like they can sweet me all day.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm all
they're
about
in movies
that.
Together, a whole bunch of them. You know that, right?
Yeah, the action ones, the Marvel kids. Yeah.
Guys, have you checked out the latest Marvel action kids? It's a great film.
The Hulk and Arrowhead. What is he called? With the arrows. Hawkeye.
There you go.
Yes. Sorry.
Nailed it. Marvel's action kids. Guys, coming to a theater near you sometime. What about Jeremy Renner's songwriting? His new, like...
I don't want to talk about that. Jeremy, I don't know what path you're taking in life, and I don't know why you're taking that path
Jeremy?
In life. Yes. Like, I don't know what's happening, Jeremy, okay. But I just want to look at you as... What is it? What's his name again?
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. All I want is Hawkeye all day. But what is that other movie Jeremy Renner was in with Ben
Hurt
Affleck?
Locker?
Nope.
No.
The Town. Oh, my God.
What, he plays like the dirty bad boy in that one.
Yeah.
Really?
Give me dirty bad boy Jeremy any fucking day.
Wow.
Yeah, I like it. I don't actually like it. I would never date someone like that. It seems like a very stressful life to live.
Hypothetical question, okay? All right, you're living your dream life with dirty bad boy Jeremy Renner, right? And your 10-year-old crush shows up. Who wins in that scenario?
My 10-year-old crush.
Wow!
I'm telling you, there's something about like that young love that will never go away.
That's something else.
It is. It really is.
Wow. But now,
the more I talk about it, the more I realize how absurd it is. But it's true.
Yeah, trust me, it was absurd the first time I heard it. That's why I keep bringing it up. This bit is going to continue on through 2020.
I'm hot.
Hello. So Mark Ruffalo is. An attractive guy.
Yeah.
And he plays the grown-up version of Jennifer Garner's 13-year-old best friend.
Maddie.
Okay. And he's basically like they were meant to be together or something, I would guess, right?
I don't know. I think when they were 13, Maddie had a crush on her. Yeah.
And then she didn't really have the same. But at her 13-year-old birthday party, Maddie brings over a dollhouse that he's created for her. That
so
he spent
sweet.
3 weeks building.
So sweet.
Her dream dollhouse for her in the future. And it's like her with all her favorite stuff. And Rick Springfield's there playing Jesse's girl. And all this cool stuff inside the house. Here's the weird fucked up part, right? Is that in the movie, when they're now grown-ups, Jennifer Garner goes to crash Maddie's wedding. Day of the wedding. Shows up. It's like it's the graduate. She shows up, comes into his bedroom, and is like, as he's getting ready in his tux, like, man, you know, like, things really just didn't go the way I thought they were going to go, did they? And Maddie goes into his closet, and he's like, I got something to show you. And 30-year-old Maddie pulls out the dollhouse that he built 17 years ago.
It's in his parents' home. So it's in his childhood home. It's not like he's moved place to place and brought the dollhouse with him.
Okay, you have a fair point there.
Yeah.
Still, there's no reason for this thing to still exist. And just the sight of a 30-year-old man holding a dollhouse and presenting it to an adult woman...
was very sweet.
Is very creepy.
It was very sweet. Let me tell you something.
I'm listening.
About my 10-year-old crush. Listen. Did you guys used to have to cover your books in school?
Yeah, everybody has to cover their books, okay, right?
Well, I don't know. So I covered my book in his favorite characters. Like, he has his favorite character, right?
Uh-huh.
And I saw wrapping paper at the market.
What do you mean his favorite character? Like a cartoon character?
Yeah, a cartoon character. And I saw his favorite wrapping paper.
Uh-huh.
So I bought the wrapping paper so I could cover all my books in his favorite character.
You covered all of, not even just one book.
All of them.
Didn't you go to an all-girls school?
No, I was in high school. I'm 10. My elementary school was co-ed.
Hey, I'm just catching up to these events. You gotta give me a break on this.
I was in elementary school, which is co-ed. And after that year, because you can't keep it, you know, you have to take it off the covers for the next year. After that year, I took off all the covers and I saved them.
Wait, you don't have them still?
I do not have them still. Okay. Thank God. But I kept them for a very long time.
Okay, can I ask you a question? And because I don't think this will give anything away.
Okay.
What was the cartoon character?
I'm not telling you.
No. Why not?
Because he very well may be listening to this, and I don't want... He's going to know it's him if I say the character.
There's no way, because everybody had the same favorite character. First of all, every single guy out there that knew you way back when thinks it's them already. They're like, oh my God, now's my chance. I heard her say it. She's telling me. They're all right now. They're like, oh my God, she's telling me right now. This is like whenever Mark David Chapman like heard John Lennon singing to him, and he's like, or Red Catcher in the Rye or whatever it was, and he was like, oh, you're right, I gotta go kill Jodie Foster. I got my serial killers all mixed up, but just give me a break.
I'm not gonna say it. I really truly think that if I say it, it's gonna give it away 100%, and I wanna maintain my life the way it is now.
Can I guess?
No.
Was it Inspector Gadget?
No.
It wasn't Inspector Gadget.
No, who the fuck liked Inspector Gadget?
Was it Snarf?
No, who the fuck is Snarf?
It was
1996.
Okay, so SpongeBob was not around yet.
No.
It wasn't Snarf.
I don't know what a Snarf is.
You don't know what a Snarf is. Okay. Oh, boy. Was it Mr. T?
No.
Oh. Was it any member of AC/DC?
No. I'm sweating. I'm so stressed out.
1995. Was
1996.
It 1996. Was it Hey Arnold?
No.
Is that a thing?
No, I don't think that's a thing till like 2000.
Okay. Can you tell me the name of the show that it's from?
Absolutely not.
Okay, friends of Erica's that listen right now, please email or however you get in contact with the podcast.
You fuckers better not email.
You have to get in contact with me somehow. Filmstripping@gmail.com. I need to know what cartoon character co-captain Erica as a child. Oh my God, this is the best. Oh, this is the best.
I'm so embarrassed. I never get embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Let's go back to the movie.
Okay,
or not.
Can I just bring up, there was only one, okay, there's a couple things that I loved that she did as a 30-year-old to like truly show that she's still 13, like eating pancakes with strawberries, eating junk food in bed, and all the fucking milk she drank, because I used to drink milk breakfast, lunch, and dinner without fail.
She didn't even just drink milk. She drank her milk with a straw.
Yes, that's correct. Which I didn't do that.
Great
weird.
Touch for whoever was making that movie. Fantastic touch.
Really great. My only gripe with this movie,
One? You only have one.
Only have one. Is that she wakes up in the morning as a 30-year-old and runs out of her home in heels. All of a sudden, this bitch knows how to wear heels and run in heels. That shit takes time. And I know she wasn't wearing heels when she was 13 years old.
That's true.
They should have had her in flats.
Well, they were those big chunky ones. Wedges. Is that what they're called? Wedges?
Not the first heel she put on. The first heel she wore was a straight up stiletto.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think she only wore stilettos in the entire movie.
No, she had, at one point she had like the big chunky, like platformy ones.
The one where she was, when she did the, Thriller song?
I don't know. I saw her in big chunky ones.
I didn't see her in any big chunky. It doesn't matter. The first pair of heels she wore was a stiletto.
Am I using the correct term there for shoes? The big chunky ones?
I think I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah. And that just would have never happened. It takes us years to really know how to walk in heels without looking like an idiot. Uh-huh. And then you want me to believe she's running in them?
Running, dancing, having a couple drinks.
That's
right?
A negative.
Not happening?
That's a negative.
Yeah, people no. can't hear you shaking your head.
Sorry, I forget. I forget I'm not being... I'm not being video recorded right now.
Video recorded.
What is it called?
I'm not on... People can't see me? I don't know what to tell you.
This is a fucking wild podcast today.
This really is something, isn't it? So I'm gonna ask this question starting here, and you might not have an answer for it. Maybe as we go through this month, you might have a more definitive answer for it. Who knows? I don't know. But is there, looking back on your life, is there something where you're like, I wish I did that differently, or I wish instead of doing this, you know what I mean? Is there a decision you've made that you wish you could go back and do a different way or undo or redo? And don't bring up your 10-year-old crush this time. I'm done with that bit.
I think mine is more of like a life view. In high school, I always thought that I was like kind of like a loser. And I'm sure a lot of people thought that, you know. But I thought I was kind of like a loser and I wasn't very cute. Like, I didn't think I was pretty in high school. And now when I look back at photos, like, I would literally amputate my left arm to go back to how happy and fun and non-wrinkly my forehead was. Like, I didn't appreciate my person when I was in high school. And I really, like, I feel like I didn't really start appreciating my person until I was, like, 28, 29 years old. And that's really unfortunate. Like, I wish someone told me, like, no. You're beautiful just the way you are. You're fine. Like, you look fine.
Wow, that's a really, really good answer. Because I thought about this a little bit while watching this, and mm-hmm. I didn't even get that deep at all.
Was yours like you weren't, like, you didn't want to spend your money on a concert or something? Or you wish you saw one in concert?
No. The one I thought about was that I wish I actually wish that I put an effort into Spanish in high school.
Wow.
Because I took 3 years of it so that I didn't have to take it in college. And I just did enough to pass.
Yeah.
And I really, really, really wish now in my older life that it was a thing that I really, really tried. Because studying a language for 3 years, I should have been fluent in that shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I really wish now that I could go back and have had that, you know, have that level all throughout my life.
I think it's because when we were studying it in school, we were studying it so that we could pass the class. We weren't studying it to learn it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was... And seriously, I say I was just studying it just to get by. Mm-hmm. That's all I was doing.
Yeah.
Just give me that passing grade, and that's as much effort as I was putting into that.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing. But yours is really good because yours, like, solidifies you as a person rather than, you know, kind of this, you know, talent or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, I would also agree that I wish I was fluent in Spanish. That, I mean, I'm really bummed that I'm not.
Is there anybody that you know that speaks Spanish?
No, I don't know anyone who speaks Spanish. You don't know anybody? So I couldn't have, like, someone to practice with or help me or anything like that. I know no one.
Literally everyone you know speaks fluent Spanish.
Literally everyone I fucking know speaks Spanish except for me. My entire family except for me. Well, God, now I'm depressed.
I know. That's it. Thanks, guys, over at Movie Muggin'. We're choosing a new theme. Forget this. Fucking, well, what were we thinking? I'll tell you this, too. This was one of the films that he was like, hey, have you thought of doing a theme like this? And 13 Going on 30 was in this short list of films.
I'm sorry, Vince. You recommended this film? Oh, man. I hope you and Jack watch this shit then. I would not have guessed that you would have recommended this
at all. It's in his top 10 films.
Shit!
There's 32 films in that top 10, but...
I mean, fuck, after watching this movie, I was thinking, why isn't this in my top 10 movies?
Did you really like it that much?
Yeah. I mean, it's not 10.
I mean, I don't want to get into our ratings quite yet, but yeah. Just as a general feeling, whenever I was watching this movie, it starts off strong. I'm telling you, like, whenever this movie, I was like, oh, I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, wow, I'm into this. And then there was a moment kind of like a little bit after the halfway point where it just started to feel like Rocky, where there was just musical montage after musical montage after musical montage to try and keep telling the story. But there wasn't enough actually happening with the characters where I was just like, it was like I was watching like an anthology of like, you know, like music video sort of things trying to tell a story.
I cried 8 times.
Was it during that time?
It was throughout the entire thing I was crying.
Yeah, so, I mean, but still, this movie had a lot going for Andy Serkis. Like, we didn't even talk about him at all. Andy Serkis plays Jennifer Garner's, is that her name, Jennifer Garner?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Plays her boss, like, the editor of this fashion magazine.
He's hilarious. He's
fucking hilarious in this movie.
Oh, what's her name? Judy Greer?
Judy Greer.
Oh, my God.
She's absolutely fantastic in everything she does.
She's a delight. She was also in a movie with Jennifer Lopez. The Wedding Planner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, check this out. The girl who plays the 13-year-old Jennifer Garner. So, you know, 13-year-old Jennifer Garner. I don't know why I have to double explain that one. She played the younger version of Jennifer Garner in Ghosts of Girlfriends Past also. So a few years later, she's in another movie with Jennifer Garner playing the younger version of Jennifer Garner, which I found out when I was doing research. It was like the only interesting thing that I found out doing research for this movie. But while we're watching the movie, I said, it's crazy how much this girl looks like Jennifer Garner.
Truly.
Like, it reminded me of, like, now what they're doing with, like, CG, where it's like, they digitally de-age an actor to make them look younger, and it doesn't quite look that great.
Well, it looks weird.
Like, this looks amazing.
That's Jennifer Garner.
It looks like Jennifer Garner, like, yeah, as like, a 13-year-old.
Have you seen Jennifer Garner's kids?
No, I haven't. Not lately.
Her daughter looks like Jennifer Garner.
Really?
And that little girl looks like her daughter.
That's
weird. They all look the fucking same.
That's weird.
Wouldn't it be weird if you saw someone who looked just like you as a kid?
In so many ways.
Yeah. It would freak me out.
Yeah. I've never seen anybody that looks like me.
I did see one girl who was in 7th grade when I was in 12th grade. I was flipping through my yearbook because my school went from 7 to 12. Uh-huh. 7 to 8 was optional. So I'm flipping through the yearbook and I see this girl and I was like, when did I take this picture? And then I like open up the entire book to like see the whole page. And there was a page of this fucking girl and she looks exactly like me.
Back at that age.
Yeah, it was scary.
What's scarier? Seeing someone that looks like in real life, you're walking down the street and you see 10-year-old you standing there.
Ugh.
Or you're walking down the street and you see someone who looks exactly like you right now.
Oh, exactly like me right now.
Is the scarier one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because then I'd be like, excuse me, ma'am, I have questions.
I would just feel sorry for the guy.
Oh, but you're so handsome. Oh,
thank you, Mom.
Yeah. I have questions. Like, is this a sister-sister moment? Who's your mom? Who's your dad? Where were you born? Like, I would want all the information.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point, because with my family's background, I'm not going to get into it, but I would definitely have some questions. I would definitely have some questions. All right, Erica, it's 13 going on 30. Did we talk about the movie?
I don't care. I got to talk about my 10-year-old crush.
It's about time. How many months did it take before we got to it?
1 year.
Wow. All right. So, moving straight on to awards, what awards do you think this movie won or was nominated for?
None.
None, really?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, 77th Academy Awards, 2005, hosted by Chris Rock. None. You're right, none. Moving straight on to box office, what do you think the budget for this film was?
$20 million.
Yeah, you're in the ballpark-ish. $37 million.
I am not in the ballpark. And $37 million is a fuck load of money for this movie.
Right? That's what I was thinking too.
For what?
So I was trying to figure this out as well. So like there's a bunch of location shots for this.
Oh, of course, and they're in New York.
They're in New York. Oh. So I'm guessing that kind of, you know, tunes up the budget a bit, but was Jennifer Garner, because I know she was in that TV show Alias, right? 2004. Is this like primetime Alias, where is she a big star at this point?
She was in a lot of shit at this point.
Okay.
But still, like, from 20 to 37, like, they didn't pay her $17 million.
That's true. She's definitely not getting, I mean, matter of fact, I don't think she's getting more than 10 on that, I would guess.
No.
Okay, domestic, what do you think it brought in the U.S. box office?
$37 million budget. I think it brought in $80
million. $57.2 million.
Really?
For a grand total worldwide of?
$80
million. $96 million. Fun, interesting fact about this movie. Had one of the highest selling DVD sales of 2004-2005.
What?
Where it nearly doubled its entire box office.
What?
Just off of DVD sales. And then, because of that, they re-released it with the Fun and Flirty edition, and they made even more money off of it.
What does Fun and Flirty mean?
I have no idea. It just said that after a certain number of years, they re-released it in the Fun and Flirty edition.
What?
Well, we all have things to say about this movie, but let's get down to brass tacks. Erica, it's time for us to rate this movie. I'm going to let you go first.
I'm going to give it a solid 7.
A solid 7. I can't believe you're giving it a 7, and I'm really close behind you with a 6.5.
Really?
Yeah, like I said before, surprised me. It kicked the movie kicked off, and I was really surprised with how much I was enjoying it. And they actually, competently well made film, a little too much with musical montages in it. But like when it first kicked off, I was like, I'm into this. Mm-hmm. This is funny. It had some, I laughed out loud it several times.
Yeah.
You know, like it has some good bits in it. But, you know, just kind of falls flat about the halfway point, and then it never really comes back. Metacritic gives this film a 5.7, IMDb gives it a 6.1, and Fat Dad gives it a 6.
Wow, okay.
Fat Dad coming in with a 6 on that one.
Yeah, it's fun.
Still hasn't seen The Little Rascals.
It's okay, give him some time.
All right.
He has until the end of the year.
He only needs an hour and a half.
Yeah.
All right, Erica, that's what we're doing for this month. New year, new you.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
And you have any ideas of what we might watch?
Like, fucking no.
No.
I can't think of, I mean, you said Back to the Future too. I was thinking about Freaky Friday, but that doesn't make any sense because they're still in current day.
That's a body swap.
Yeah. So I can't think of like kids going back in time to their other selves or whatever. What was the theme again?
New year, new you. We're doing characters who basically battle destiny, so they have a chance to see what their future might be like.
Mm, I have no fucking idea what we're going to watch.
Okay.
So there will be no bonus episode because I don't understand.
Well, maybe after we do a couple of these, you can
think, I'll think of something.
You'll think of something
that, yeah, maybe.
Along those lines.
There's also 5 Wednesdays this month, guys.
God, if there's 5 Wednesdays this month.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about 6 movies. It's totally fine.
But you know what? Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Filmstripping. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or if you happen to be co-captain Erica's mother, filmstripping@gmail.com. Erica, anything else?
Please rate, review, and subscribe.
Don't forget to do that every single time. I don't know why I say that. I wonder if there's people who are like, wait, every single time, am I supposed to rate and review this?
No. Live your life, guys.
Do you think my mom tries to do that every single time? She's like,
oh. Do you think that's the only reason why we have 38 reviews? Is because your mom has liked it 38 times?
You're the best, mom. You're the best. Thanks for telling me I'm a handsome boy, and thank you for rating my podcast. All right, guys, until next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.